Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wild Free Will podcast. Today, I am here with a question for you. And the question's a pretty big one, I think. And it's something that I know that I've sat with over on and off over the years. And I think I'm kind of sitting with it now as I'm kind of like thinking about how I'd like to move forward. But the question that I want to ask you today is, what if your life is unfolding perfectly? Sit with that for a second. What if your life is unfolding perfectly? What if everything that is happening right now is happening exactly as it's supposed to, at exactly the right time, for the highest evolution of your spirit and also all the people around you? And so on and so forth. So this can be, I think, kind of a difficult thing to be with, to sit with, because I think it's difficult for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's obviously much easier to believe that everything is working out and that everything happens for a reason when things are going really good. Like, you know, we've all been in those moments, you know, you're in like flow state and things are just rolling and you're feeling good and like synchronicities are happening. They're just popping up, you know, all these opportunities, or you're meeting the right people, or you're finding money on the ground, or like all of these good things are happening and they're kind of happening like one after another, like boom, 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 boom. And in those moments, it's like, oh, like, yeah, everything happens for a reason. And it's almost like, you know, cute to say it in those moments, because like it's easy to say it in those moments. But that's kind of like the point. It's just, it's way too easy to only believe that everything happens for a reason when things are going good. And we need to kind of shift, I think, into a space of remembering that everything is happening for a reason and that your life is unfolding perfectly, even when shit hits the fan. And that's a lot easier said than done, like 100%. It's not like I have it all figured out and I'm saying like, yeah. But I try really hard to embody this because I think that believing that everything is unfolding perfectly and believing that everything happens for a reason, I really believe that is a soothing balm on any difficult situation. Anything that happens, you can find the lesson faster if you apply this belief that everything happens for a reason. And I know that like people who have suffered anything in any way, any situation, from being disease or loss of a loved one or any of the isms, right? So, or phobias, okay? Any of those, racism or sexism or homophobia or ageism or any of those things, it can be really difficult to kind of embody this, even in other areas of your life, obviously, because nobody wants to believe that like these things that are, I guess we could kind of say objectively bad, although even there, I'm not sure that that's entirely true. And I'm certain instead that it is not helpful to believe that these things are bad. But it's really difficult to even apply this to other areas of your life if you have been in a situation or if your life has handed you maybe more lemons than lemonade. And I fully respect that. And I fully respect that I come from a position of privilege in sharing this point of view. And if this episode is too triggering, then please take everything I say with a grain of salt and you know, kind of go on about your way and find your path forward. Just ignore what I have to say this week and come back for another episode. I'm totally cool with it. You always have to do what's right for you. But sorry about that. They're collecting their recycling. I think that believing this, though, is really fundamental to our well-being. I think it keeps us in a space where we are able to feel good and turn our energy around and turn our attitude around really quickly. So if we believe that everything happens for a reason, and that being good or bad, then we are able to immediately almost analyze the situation and find like the nugget of wisdom or find the lesson and find a way to integrate that and then move forward, which is obviously a really simplistic way of doing it. Like, there's so much processing of emotions involved in that as well. Like, I'm not saying it's like, okay, everything happens for a reason, so like I lost my job and I'm fine because it was meant to happen. What I mean is to look for ways in which things are unfolding perfectly for you. And try to look back, because when we look back, hindsight is 20/20, right? That's a really famous saying. But when we look back, it's often really easy to see different ways that things happened and how those situations or people or experiences were catalysts for something else, were catalysts for like the next phase of your life, right? There's a lot, I've seen this a lot with clients too, where they go through something that feels really devastating or feels really difficult. And what I try to remind them in those situations is that whatever you're going through, whatever it is, and regardless of how you feel about it right now, and even if you're struggling with it, that's totally fine. But this situation will become the foundation of your next level. So how can you infuse some amount of faith and surrender, but also positivity and optimism into the creation of that next level? How can you infuse whatever shitstorm you're going through, you know, whatever lemonades you have, whatever lemons you have, how can you infuse those with a little bit of positivity to start really actively creating your next level? And so some questions that I would encourage you to ask yourself is, if you chose, and I mean chose, or if you choose to believe that your life is unfolding perfectly, and it really is a choice. So if you were to make that decision right now that your life is unfolding perfectly for you, what would shift for you? And maybe in believing that, you could give up worrying, and you could give up striving, pushing, forcing, trying to prove yourself to someone or something or whatever, trying to prove to yourself that you're worthy of something. If you believed that everything was happening for a reason and that things are unfolding exactly as they're supposed to, what would shift for you? And then another question I would encourage you to ask yourself is, if you choose to believe right now that your life is unfolding perfectly and that everything is happening for your good and the highest good of all involved, what would be different in your life? How would your life be different? So if you, let's be real, let's have a moment. If you stopped complaining about whatever it is that you're struggling with, if you stopped whining about it, and I laugh because been there, done that, currently there perhaps and doing that in some areas, but if you believed that, if you stopped complaining, stopped whining, and really believed that absolutely everything that is happening right now is happening in your favor for the highest good of all involved and is unfolding perfectly, how would your life be different? Take a second, pause this episode, get your journal out, and ask yourself the question. And I'm begging you, don't listen to this podcast because I have a sweet sounding voice, okay? Or because you're on your walk or whatever. Like, I am invested in you. I don't even know you, but I am genuinely invested in your well-being, okay? Whoever you are that is listening to this. And it is a disservice to yourself if you are listening to this like spiritual entertainment. Okay, these are actual tools that you can use to make your life better. Now I'm getting a little bit bossy. I got my bossy pants on right now because it's so important that you do not just listen to this, but that you actually do it, right? Ask yourself these questions. Take a second and analyze your life for a minute. It might be uncomfortable, but I can promise you a much better life is on the other side of this kind of self-exploration. What you want, like what you truly want, like the shit that you won't say out loud to people, but that you can't stop thinking about at night, is on the other side of asking yourself these questions. That sounds like a big deal, because it is. Because hey, it's just your life, right? Just your life, no big deal. No big deal. So I'm going to say these things again. hoping that you are going to pause and actually hashtag do the work, okay? But if you choose to believe that everything is unfolding perfectly in your life, what would shift for you? And if you chose to believe that life is unfolding perfectly for you, how would your life be different? How would you be different? How would you behave differently? How would you show up differently? How would you think differently? These are big questions, and they need and deserve time, right? To sit with, like, you need to sit with them in order to really get to the good stuff, right? So I really encourage you to do that. And another side note about this topic is that there is always going to be more to want, okay? There's going to be more to have, and there's going to be more to be, especially because of the setup and the framework of the society that we live in, okay? And like, I am going to start talking about capitalism more because I think that you cannot have a conversation about race, about sexism, about ageism, about homophobia, about like xenophobia, about any of these things. You cannot have a conversation about any of these topics, including personal development, without including a conversation about both capitalism and the vehicle that capitalism uses to sell things to us, which is marketing, okay? We can't. And why can we not have those things? Well, let's look at just the framework of how life should unfold for most of us, okay? So, and when I, you know what? That's not even true. Let's talk about how life should unfold for white people. What is expected of white people, okay? And what is kind of pre-programmed for white people, because it's not necessarily the same, and that in and of itself is a huge problem. So white people are expected, more or less, okay, to grow up and to go through all the stages of education, to get a good job, to get married, and to produce 2.5 children, and to live in a white picket fence. We are in 2023, and still this is kind of like the predetermined path for us. And while that path is, I think, restrictive, okay, and does not encompass the totality of who we are, the worst part is that that path is not even what is considered to be appropriate or like expected for people of color, for Black people, for Latinos, et cetera, because then we get into a discussion about racism, obviously. But even if we look at marketing deeper, okay, we are constantly being sold products in order to make us look better, smell better, and be like hairless if you're women and stuff like that. But even like, I guess razors for men now are really having a glow up. They're really having their moment. We're constantly being sold perfume ads and like toothpaste and all of these things. And the underlying theme of any commercial that you watch, including car commercials, like literally any of them, I'm begging you to like take a second and think about what I'm about to say the next time you're watching a commercial. But the underlying theme of these commercials is always the same. Who you are is not good enough. And the only way that you will be good enough slash cool slash pretty slash popular is if you buy our product. Okay. So there is always going to be more to be had. There is always going to be more to buy. There's always going to be more to want, because the structure of our society tells us that, one, we need to be pursuing a certain path, which even if you are not a white person, I would imagine that there is still that same pressure of like, that's kind of the ideal of like going through the stages of education, getting married, having kids, buying the house, retiring, working until you're old, and then dying. That's basically it, right? And then in addition to that, we still have all of this marketing that's telling us that we are inherently not good enough the way we are. And in some cases that tell us like actually we smell or we're gross or we're ugly or whatever the way we are. So there's even a little bit of negative messaging there. And why this conversation can't be excluded from what I'm talking about on the podcast today, which is your life unfolding perfectly, it is really hard to believe that everything is happening for a reason and that things are unfolding perfectly if you are being sold some ideal of how your life should be. And the stickiest part of that is also the fact that we're seeing it a lot more on social media. And on social media, we're choosing to tap into that energy. And there is nothing wrong necessarily with wanting more. for yourself. As long as the more that you've decided is yours, as long as you decided it and not your mom or your dad or your siblings or your friends or, like, you know, this guru on social media or the girl who's writing, who's saying this podcast, whatever, or society, okay? As long as you choose that you want more because you want it, because it's going, you think it's, you know, going to make you happier and whatever. And I would question even that, but okay, if you want something, you want it. But we still want to bring it back to understanding that where you are right now is exactly where you're meant to be. And this is the foundation for the next phase of your evolution, which sounds kind of crazy, but it really is, because we're always learning more. We're always moving off of where we are and taking the next step. And, you know, for me in particular, one of the things that I notice is like how my business and how my coaching practice shifts with every book that I read. It gets different. It changes somehow. And sometimes it gets deeper, and sometimes the move is lateral. Sometimes it's like, you know, a complete blow up. Like, it just literally shakes the foundations of everything that I've read and or everything that I've known up until now. And I see a totally different way to be. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just how we're evolving. And so it's when I think about this, when I think about my life unfolding perfectly, I think it is also connected to like the information that I take in. So I'm at this level right now, and my understanding of like even a book that I read will be impacted by the level that I'm at now. And if I read that same book 10 years from now, that information will be translated in a different way because of where I'm at. And both cases are okay, and both of them are perfect. It's just the way that things evolve and the way that time flows and the way that we as people integrate knowledge. And, you know, this idea that, you know, Maya Angelou said to Oprah 100 million years ago, and Oprah for me is the queen of everything along with Louise Hay, but that when you know better, you do better. And so every time we go through something and it becomes that knowing better, that thing that we went through gives us the knowledge to move to the next level. And so it's difficult to not be okay with where you are, because it means that there's something inherently wrong with the path that you're on and the way that your life is unfolding. And think about how that would feel to carry around this idea of, you know, I'm wrong and my life sucks, or my life isn't what I want it to be. You know, I'm not where I want to be. And I've been there. I've talked about this, I think, even on just the last episode. You know, those feelings sometimes come up anyways. This idea of like, you know, I'm not married, or I don't have kids. And like, how will that unfold for me? And in those moments, this is what I try and fail at sometimes too. But this is what I try to get back to, is believing that everything happens for a reason and everything unfolds perfectly. And I find that easier to do because I've been doing it for 10 years. Because I think actually more than that, if I'm honest with you. But yeah, about 10 years, because I remember looking back at my life and like in particular, I had a really bad experience at the first university that I went to. I don't think I've ever really expanded on that. And I probably should, because it really was the catalyst for my entire life. Like, that was like a turning point. It was a massive plot twist in my life going to university and having just an absolutely atrocious time. It was very, very difficult for me. But had I not gone to university, and had I not had a bad experience, and had I not had to leave university in order to take care of myself, to take care of my mental health and really focus on getting well, and had I not been working at the store that I was working at in Canada with the colleague that I was working at in Canada, I wouldn't have been able to get another position working for the government of Canada. And had I not worked for the government of Canada, I wouldn't have had, well, one, a temporary contract, because the program that I was working for was only for about a little bit over 9 months. And I wouldn't have been able to save up the money that I saved in order to be able to go to Europe for 6 months in 2012. And had I not gone to Europe, I wouldn't have then gone to the other universities that I went to. And had I not gone to all the other universities, and unfortunately there are many, I would not have ended up at a study abroad program and in Florence. And had I not done that, I would not have met my partner. And I would not be sitting in this room right now in Lucca, Italy, having this conversation with you. And the biggest loss of all of that would be that I wouldn't have Mila. And I know that that sounds silly because she is my dog, but she is the love of my life. And had I not gone through every single messed up experience, you know, all the things that happened at university and then all the universities after that and the transfers and like moving abroad and coming back to Canada and going back abroad again. And if I hadn't gone through all of that, we would not be having this conversation. So if I'm able to trace all of those steps, and I've said this a million times on the podcast, I know I've told a story similar like this. I don't know how into detail I got, but I can't not believe that life is unfolding perfectly. I can't not believe it because I wouldn't have what I have right now. I wouldn't have the life that I have right now. I wouldn't have Mila, and that alone is just, the thought is devastating to me. Like it just, it's, there is no world that exists for me without her. And so, yeah, it just, it's, you, I have to believe that. And I wish for you that you take a second and you look back over the, just the entire landscape of your life. Okay. Let's get real, real. Let's get real, real right now. Look back over the entire landscape of your life and look at every horrible thing that has ever happened to you, okay? Every seemingly bad experience, bad person, bad situation, whatever. And try to see if you can find a way to connect it to where you are now, okay? And be mindful, you can do this in a negative way. You can totally spiral out, or you can try to find meaning in the mess. Because as humans, there is no meaning. There is no inherent meaning to life. There is no inherent purpose to life. And we can be nihilists about it. And we can sit here and do some navel gazing and feel bad about it. Or we can give the shit that has happened to us a meaning. We can choose to believe that life is unfolding perfectly. We can choose to believe that everything happens for a reason. And we can create a new story for ourselves. Okay. And like, honestly, I think this is turning out to be one of my most favorite podcasts. And I didn't even want to record a podcast today, but this is turning out to be one of my favorite episodes so far that I've recorded, because this is the basis of mindset work. This is basically you getting like a free session with me, right? And there's more to it, obviously, than just this, but this is such powerful, powerful, powerful stuff. And it, your life is ultimately up to you. There is just no one that is in control of you, of who you are and what you think, okay? And we see this often, even in people who have lived through the most, atrocities that are possible, right? We know a little bit about Viktor Frankl, the man who survived the Holocaust, and how he turned that experience into something meaningful in order to help him survive. Human beings are endlessly capable, literally limitless possibilities for what we can create. And our minds are our most powerful tool. That is why I specialize in mindset, despite the fact that every business course I have ever taken has told me not to, because it's too broad and it's too vague and it's too this. But I don't care, because I really believe like this is the juice. This is the end all be all, because if you can get this sorted, if you can get your mind right, the rest of your life will totally fall into place, because the stories that you tell yourself are what is what are the stories that you're telling yourself are what creates your day-to-day life. So whatever you're living in right now, whatever you see around you, and whatever you're feeling about what you see around you, all of that is born in your mind. Take a minute with that. All of what you see around you is born in your mind. There is nothing that you have around you that you didn't in some way choose, okay? And you can find an exception to this rule always, and I'm not going to get into it. I'm not willing to have that conversation again in this podcast. You can find a way around this if you want to. You can find a way around what I'm saying. But think about how much more powerful your life would be if you chose to just believe me for 5 seconds. Think about how empowering it is to believe that you have a choice to feel different right now, to live a different life right now. And you really, really, really do. Because all of that, because your life, it is all in your mind. It exists and it starts in your mind with what you're telling yourself about whatever it is. Anything at all. I'm going to stop this here because I could go on forever. I literally could talk about this forever. This is like my jam. This is just everything that I am interested in. And like, I love having these kinds of conversations. I really, really do. Even though I'm only having them with myself, technically right now, until you listen to this, until this becomes, you know, something real in your world. But I love having these conversations. I am so passionate about this because I really believe that this is life-changing stuff. Like, if you're willing to do the work, if you're willing to question absolutely fucking everything about yourself and your life, then you can create whatever you want. You can be whoever you want. And like, that is just phenomenal. Think about that. Think about the power in that. Think about what you could move towards if you believed that to be true. And I think that part of it starts with believing that where you are right now is exactly where you're meant to be. And that everything that happens for you is happening for your highest good. And that everything that happens is unfolding exactly as it's supposed to in order to move you to your next level, in order to teach you the lesson that you are meant to learn, in order to, let's be honest, probably help somebody, right? Probably help somebody. Because if I don't go through that shit at my first university, being atrociously bullied and abused by my partner, by my boyfriend at the time, then I'm not here having this conversation with you. Because if that doesn't happen to me, I don't discover personal development. That was where it all was kind of born out of, was my own personal suffering. Can you imagine just that one incident? Well, not really one, but whatever. That it was like a year and a half of my life. So a year and a half. And if that year and a half doesn't happen, the next 10 years of my life unfold in a completely different way. And in all honesty, even if I have a feeling that if I didn't walk the path that I'm walking, and if I didn't choose to kind of build something on my own and work for myself and like take kind of what I think is maybe in some ways the harder path, I think that I probably would be married with kids in a parallel universe. If I don't get bullied and so on, I think that I would have probably gotten married younger and I would have had kids and I'd be living in Canada. And even though I've talked previously on other episodes of the podcast, and I've mentioned it even today about how, like, you know, getting married would be nice, having kids would be nice, and so on and so forth, there is no part of me that would trade what I have now for that reality. Ever. Ever. I'm meant to be here having this conversation with you today. I can feel it in my bones. And I think that there's going to be magic that comes out of this. And I hope that this podcast serves you deeply. And I hope that you take the time really to tune in to yourself and ask yourself these questions and explore your world, because you are everything. You are everything, and you are fucking worthy, and you are so deserving, and you are so enough. And you need to pour your own love into you. And I am over here pouring so much love into you. And if you like this podcast, please, please, please leave a review, rate. It means a lot to me, and to know that I'm like reaching you and connecting with you in some way and hopefully having a positive impact on your life. If you'd like to connect with me more, you can find me on Instagram at Candace Alacia or on my website at www.candacealacia.com. Yeah, just have the best weekend. Have the best time ever. And I hope that we get to connect. So yeah, take care and see you on the next episode.